Hello, welcome to Wombats and Music. This is your host, Harry Baya. I bring you Wombats and Music on Monday nights at 7 and Saturdays at 1. It's my chance each week to play for you songs I love and occasionally put in something odd or different, something not a song I love, but like a joke or a story or anything odd, and tonight is Wombat Night. I've got a special Wombat session planned about midway through the show, so hang in there for that. We're coming to you from Emory and Henry College in Emory, Virginia, WEHC FM 90.7, your college and community station. So here we go. Our first song is called Wagon Wheel, and it's pretty well known now in the folk community. A lot of people sing it. It was originally picked up by the band that's playing it here, Wagon Wheel. One of the people in the band was a kid in high school, and he overheard some Bob Dylan bootleg tapes, that is, unofficial recordings, and heard little fragments of this song. And he was a student up in New Hampshire, and he decided to write the song, write verses about trying to get home to the South. So that's what he did. So the words were made up by others mostly, but the tune is originally Bob Dylan, and it's become a very popular song. A lot of people like it. When I go to folk music weekends and stuff, this is one of the songs we sing. So here is Wagon Wheel by the Old Crow Medicine Show.
To the land of the pine, stumbling my way to North Carolina, staring at the road, I pray to God I see headlights. I made it down the coast in 17 hours, and paid me a bouquet of dogwood flowers, and I'm hoping for Riley I could see my baby tonight. So rock me, mama, like a wagon wheel. Rock me, mama, any way you feel. Hey, mama, rock me. Oh, rock me, mama, like the wind and the rain. Rock me, mama, like a southbound train. Hey, mama, rock me. From the cold up in New England, I was born to be a fiddler in an old time string band. Baby plays a guitar, I pick a banjo now. Oh, the North Country winters keep getting me high. Lost my money playing poker, so I had to hop a leap. But I ain't turning back to live that old life no more. So rock me, mama, like a wagon wheel. Rock me, mama, any way you feel. Hey, mama, rock me. Oh, rock me, mama, like the wind and the rain. Rock me, mama, like a southbound train. Hey, mama, rock me. South out of Roanoke, I caught a trucker out of Philly, had a nice long toque. But he's headed west from the Cumberland Gap to Johnson City, Tennessee. And I gotta get a move on, babe, for the sun. I hear my baby calling my name, and I know that she's the only one. And if I die in Raleigh, at least I will die free. So rock me, mama, like a wagon wheel. Rock me, mama, any way you feel. Hey, me. Rock me, mama, like the wind and the rain. Rock me, mama, like a southbound train. Hey, mama, rock me.
That was Wagon Wheel by the Old Crow Medicine Show. And I get a kick out of that. I have sung that song, so I do know it. Good song. Well, next is a change of pace. This is a band from Indonesia. The band is called Noah, and the lead singer is a visitor, a guest artist named Iwan Fals, Iwanfals, who's apparently one of the most famous people in Indonesia, considered a national treasure, sings a lot of traditional songs. Anyway, Indonesia has a population of 245 million people. That's almost as big as the U.S., bigger than the U.S. was when I was growing up. So it's huge. And the video of this song, which is Yang Terlunakan, on YouTube, it's like a giant rock concert. There must be 5,000 people there. And they love this song. And I heard it. I forget how I bumped into it. But I heard it, and I liked it. So I thought I'd bring it to you. So this is Indonesian pop rock folk, I guess you'd call it. And good stuff.
Piano kala jemari menari, nada merambat pelan di kesunyian malam. Saat datang rintik hujan bersama sebuah bayang yang pernah terlupakan. Sesal di depan mata seperti menjelma, waktu aku tertawa kala memberimu dosa. Dasar hati diam tak mau pergi, haruskah aku lari dari kenyataan ini? Pernahku mencoba untuk sembunyi, namun senyummu tetap
I'm not afraid to die.
That was Yang Tulanakan, an Indonesian song by Ian Falls and the band Noah. Well, next comes something from the home area. This is from Athens, Georgia. The group is called Alabama Shakes, and I heard an interview with their lead singer, Brittany Howard, on NPR last week, and went and listened to some of their music and liked this song. Brittany grew up in Athens and was musical from childhood, and began to seek out people to play music with. And just, she said she must have tried 1,000 different people to in that town. Athens is not that big a city. And she kept looking for someone who would like her kind of music and could sing with her. Apparently, Brittany is a rather large black woman, and but not at all self-conscious. Said she's always felt good about herself and her music. And so this is their new album. It came out last year. It's called Sound and Color. And this is the title song from that. And obviously, they're a creative group, because you can hear right away that this does not sound like familiar music. They're kind of pop, rock, soulful, whatever, but it's a different kind of sound, and I like it. That was Sound and Color by Alabama Shakes, recorded last year. Well, next up is one of my all-time favorites. I know I've got a few of those. This is called Twist in My Sobriety by Tanita Tikaram. And there's a wonderful YouTube video of it also. And I just find it utterly haunting. It just gets in my mind and drifts around and goes to strange places. So here we go with Twist in My Sobriety.
Thank you.
That was Twists in My Sobriety by Tanita Takaram. Well, I'm going to do my wombat now. So hang on, guys. Here we go. And if you'd like to skip this part, it'll probably take about 10 minutes or so. And you can go on and wait till the rest of the show comes up. But what I'm going to do is I'm going to talk about the fiddle. I'm a fiddle player. Well, I'm a beginning fiddle player, but I've been a beginning fiddle player for 30 or 40 years. So, and I'm going to talk about the fiddle, and I'm going to play some tunes. And here's the plan. First, I'm going to tell you about the fiddle, about the strings and the bow and the standard fiddle tunes, the Appalachian style that I'm learning. And then I'm going to play two different tunes. First, I'll play two versions of, Whiskey Before Breakfast. And then I'll play a recording of one of my teachers playing it at a jam session. And then I'll play two versions of the second one, which is Arkansas Traveler. And again, I'll play Sam playing it at a jam session. So that's the plan. Now, first, I've got the fiddle here. It's a... There's a cute joke about what's the difference between a fiddle and a violin, and the answer is the violin has strings, and the fiddle has strings, and the answer is there's no difference. They are the same instrument. Now some Appalachian fiddlers like to flatten the bridge a little bit, so that might be a distinction, but that's just a personal preference. The strings in general, they are tuned the same. The standard violin tuning is the highest string, the one to the furthest to the right as you look down the neck toward the pegs, is the E string. And that's the E string. And the next one down is the A string. Next one down is a D string. And in standard tuning, the next one would be a G string. But I have my next one as a D string. That's because my fiddle teacher likes to do it that way, and so I've gotten used to it. But I can put it in G. But the standard tuning would be E, A, D, G. Now, some tunes, in fact, a lot of tunes that's played in Appalachia, they do something called cross-tuning, which is a slightly different tune, which goes A, E, A, E, instead of G, let's say, instead of G, D, A, E, it goes A, E, A, E. Now, since I'm already tuned down, my G string is an A string, when I want to go back and forth, I just have to tune the D string, make it an E or a D. Okay, got that? Yeah. Well, let's hear each of those strings. So here's the E string, A string, D string, and then this would be a G string, but on my violin, my fiddle, it's an A. Okay, so now, typical Appalachian fiddle tunes have an A part and a B part. And the normal way to, most of them go A, A, B, B. So you can kind of follow what's going on. A, A, B, B. And then they go back and treat A, A. Now, of course, there are plenty of exceptions. Some tunes have three parts, and some only play the A part once, and so forth. So you can get all the idea. Okay, the first song I'm going to try is called Whiskey Before Breakfast. And I'm first going to play for you Sam's version. So this is Whiskey Before Breakfast, Sam Gobble's version of the song. So listen for the A and B parts. You should hear the A part repeat twice, and then the B part repeat twice. I'm going to play both parts. I'm going to play it through twice. You can also listen for any mistakes I make. That should be easy to find. Thank you. was Whiskey Before Breakfast as I learned it from Sam Gobble. And next up, I'm going to play the same tune, a different version. This one I learned from Joy Patton, my current fiddle teacher. And they both have AABB parts, and they're very similar. They could be played together and sound fine, but they are different. So, that was Whiskey Before Breakfast in the style I learned from Joy Patton. Now I'm going to play for you a version of the song played by my teacher, Sam Gobble. I first met Sam Gobble at the Higher Ed Center where I took a fiddle class, and then I went on to take classes from him at his home in Mountain City, North Carolina. And he would occasionally come to Chilhowee. He also taught classes there for a while. So, and Chilhowee, we began to have jams, and once a week a group would get together, and Sam was the main fiddler. And so one night I took my little digital recorder, or I don't know what I had anyway, digital or cassette, and I recorded him. And I got, this is his version of Whiskey Before Breakfast, played with a pickup group. There's a bass player and a banjo player and a guitar player, but the main sound you hear is Sam's fiddle. And so this is Sam Gobble playing and Chilhowee at a jam, Whiskey Before Breakfast. Thank you. was Sam Gobble, recorded live at a jam session in Chihuahua, probably 6 or 7 years ago. Well, now we're going to move on to the other tune I wanted to tell you about. It's called Arkansas Traveler, and I'm going to do the same thing. I'm going to play first Sam's version and then Joy's version. When I say it's their version, it's the way I learned it. It's not obviously completely correct. Then I'll play Sam, probably at the same session, playing Arkansas Traveler with the same group. So we're going to start off with me playing Sam's version of Arkansas Traveler. So that was me playing Sam's version, as I learned it, of Arkansas Traveler. And now we're going to move on to me playing Joy Patton's version, as I learned it, of Arkansas Traveler. So, that was me playing Joy Patton's version, as I learned it, of Arkansas Traveler. Next, we're going to have a recording of Sam Gobble playing Arkansas Traveler live at a jam session in Chowhawee about 6 or 7 years ago. And just to remind you about the fiddle, you might want to try and listen for the A parts and the B parts as they come in. Sam plays them A, B, B all the way through. So this is Sam Gobble playing Arkansas Traveler. Probably the longest wombat I've ever had on this show. And I've got one little more piece to it. It might interest you to know how Sam would teach me these tunes. Well, we'd sit together and he'd play them for me is the main thing. But he also each week would give me a CD. And on that CD, he would have the song recorded. So I'm just going to play you a little bit of Sam Gobble playing Arkansas Traveler on the CD the way I would learn it. So he slows it way down, and you can hear each note.
1, 2, 3, 4.
So that was the recording I got from Sam to learn the tune from, and that's the way I learned the tune. So that's my biggest wombat ever, And I hope someone enjoyed that. Now we're going to switch back to my normal show, and let's see. I've got time for a few songs. Next comes Johnny Cash, and a great banjo part on this. It's called "Any Old Wind That Blows."
Lord, she's restless, like cotton candy clouds that sail the day. Slow and free, and she possesses a mind that can't resign itself to stay for long with me. Though I've tried and tried to keep her tied and satisfied until she really needs me. Yes, I do. But when that certain look comes on her face, I can't replace it, and she leaves me. She's a butterfly in mid-July who just can't wait to try her brand new wings on brand new things. And she needs no rhyme or reason when she goes. Her mind is on what lies beyond that wall of blue horizon, I suppose. And heaven knows, she'll go sailing off on any old wind that blows. Yes, she will, yes, she will. She'll go sailing off on any old wind that blows. I know she needs me about as much as I need someone else, which I don't. And if need be, I swear someday I'll up and leave myself, which I won't. Even if she loved another man, I'd understand it more than I do. But I know the only reason that she ever has for leaving is she wants to. She's a butterfly in mid-July who just can't wait to try her brand new wings on brand new things. And she needs no rhyme or reason when she goes. Her mind is on what lies beyond that wall of blue horizon, I suppose. And heaven knows, she'll go sailing off on any old wind that blows.
Johnny Cash singing "Any Old Wind That Blows." Well, next up is another one of my very favorite songs and singers. This is John Stewart. John Stewart was a solo performer. He sang with a number of groups, and he was with the Kingston Trio during their latter years, and a very talented musician. Then he had another solo career, and this is one of the ones from that latter career. This is called "Josie," and it's just a sweet song, and one that I very much enjoy.
Josie loved the sailors with their body wet neck songs. Josie loved the stories from the halls of the Kubla Khan. Don't you know she loved me? Ah, she loved me all the time. And won't you say hello to Josie on the San Francisco County line? Oh, say hello to Josie on the San Francisco County line. Josie loved the soldiers coming home from war. Josie used to tell them that you won't go fight no more. She loved me, ah, she loved me all the time. And won't you say hello to Josie on the San Francisco County line?
Oh, say hello to Josie on the San Francisco County line. Josie don't work sidewalks or the bars of the Tenderloin. Josie makes her money from the homesick, lonesome boys. And don't she know she loved me? Oh, she loved me all the time. Say hello to Josie on the San Francisco County line. Oh, say hello to Josie on the San Francisco County line. Oh, say hello to Josie on the San Francisco County line.
That was Josie by John Stewart. And I've mentioned to you before that for many years I was in the New York City area and belonged to the New York City Folk Music Club, and we sang a lot. And the kind of songs we would sing are very much like the next one. This is one that popped up while I was there, and we all got to learn it and sing it and had a lot of fun with it. It's a typical group kind of song. And it's called Rudy Toot Toot for the Moon, written by and sung by Louis Collins. And I love it.
The kit and caboodle is in disrepair. There's nowhere to go that's not here. Little captains and cuckoos from here to Timbuktu are counting their dough in the mirror, singing Rudy Toot Toot for the moon. It's the biggest star I've ever seen. It's a pearl of wisdom, a slice of green cheese, burning just like kerosene, burning just like some young white kid trying to sing tough and black with gravel and spit in his voice. And he laughed at the things we do, the radio laughed too. I held up my arms to rejoice, singing Rudy Toot Toot for the moon. It's the biggest star I've ever seen. It's a pearl of wisdom, a slice of green cheese, burning just like kerosene, burning just like kerosene. You know all of us are primates, some of us were classmates, some of us were lovers in the fall. Periods of blondness, periods of fondness, periods that never came at all.
Begin to begin. Singing Rudy Toot Toot for the moon. It's the
biggest moose I've ever seen. Biggest star I've ever seen. It's a pearl of wisdom, a slice of green cheese, burning just like kerosene. Burning just like
Rudy Toot Toot for the Moon by Louis Collins. Well, the last song is Thank God for the Radio, and it's somewhat narcissistic to play it on a radio station. And also for you who are mathematically minded, I think it's kind of recursive. In any case, this is Thank God for the Radio by the Kindles.
At the wrong end of the highway, when the long night has no end, when there's no one here beside me, till I hold you once again. Thank God for the radio when I'm on the road, when I'm far from home and feeling blue. Thank God for the radio playing on.
For the Radio by Louis Collins. Well, that's the last song on tonight's show, and I enjoyed doing my little wombat tonight. I hope it wasn't too tedious for you. I don't claim to be a good fiddle player, but I do enjoy it very much. I usually play for myself. I hope you sense that it's something I really enjoy doing and like to share when I can. And also, to hear Sam Gobble play the tune the way it's supposed to be played gives you some idea of what I'm aiming for. And I think it's just a true treasure. In any case, you've been listening to Wombats and Music with your host, Harry Baia. And I bring you Wombats and Music on Monday nights at 7 and Saturdays at 1. It's my chance each week to play for you songs I love and do something odd every now and then, like I did tonight with the fiddle. That's a true wombat. And I want to end the show the way I do every week, and that is to ask you to do something for me and with me. And what I want to ask you to do, which I do every week, I want you to celebrate most joyously our being here at all. Goodbye.